Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This week we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, They Said What?, where I get a strange proposition in a strange new place. And we close with our BFPs and BFNs of the week. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is episode 85. Hello, Shauna.
Hello.
So tell me, how are you guys this week? How old is your little toddler now?
She's 13 months and 1 week. And it's been a mixed bag this week. First of all, naps and nighttime sleep have gotten a little rocky recently.
Really?
Yeah, we were on a really good roll, and it's been kind of short naps, waking up upset. And of course, I'm like, what is going on? And just so happens that the weekly update I get, you know, in my email from Baby Center or whatever that.
Oh, yeah. I still get those too. Yeah.
Yeah, it happened to say this week that around this time, babies start dreaming and they could wake up from their dreams. And I'm like, I think that might be it, which I hope they're not bad dreams. Maybe they're just like such wonderful dreams that it startles her awake.
So she's not waking up crying. She's just waking up.
No, sometimes she wakes up crying.
Okay.
But I'm hoping, you know, she's not dreaming of terrible things and waking up scared. I don't know. I have no idea. And also, I'm like, maybe she's teething because around this age, the molars can start coming in.
Yeah.
It's always a conundrum what exactly is going on. But I thought it was interesting that now the babies are going to start dreaming. So it's like, what are they dreaming about?
Don't you wish you could get inside their little heads?
Yes. I really do. It's like, is she dreaming about falling on her face, snuggling with mommy? I don't know. It's interesting with Elle because she's old enough now that she remembers her dreams and has the verbal abilities to tell me about them. So I know what she dreams about a lot of the time. And it's so interesting to hear about that.
What kind of stuff is it?
Sometimes it's really sweet stuff. It's like, Mom, I dreamt that me and you went on an adventure to the beach.
Oh,
sometimes it's, you know, scary stuff. She'll wake up scared because she dreamt that a crocodile is trying to nip her. So, you know, I think it's stuff that comes from stories, shows, books, and life. So it's fun. You'll eventually know what your little one is dreaming about once they can verbalize it all.
I still remember my first nightmare, or what I remember as my first nightmare.
Really? I kind of remember mine too. What was yours?
Mine was a giant black widow spider climbing up a ladder. That was it. I remember watching the Black Widow spider. It was like life size, you know, like human size.
Oh, good God.
Climbing up a ladder. And I woke up terrified and ran into my parents' room.
Oh, that's so scary. Were you aware of Black Widow spiders being like more dangerous than garden spiders or something?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Fresno where Black Widows are everywhere. So like my parents would tell me like, never reach inside like wood piles, never reach underneath something outside without looking first. So I was totally aware of how dangerous Black Widows were. So yeah, I definitely had that in my brain. And to this day, I think I've talked about it. I have extremely vivid dreams, like extremely, extremely vivid dreams. Every night I remember like the whole saga, and it's it's a little distressing.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm glad to forget dreams.
Yeah. But so I'm really hoping my guy doesn't have that.
Interesting. I remember one of my very first nightmares was a creepy talking doll.
Oh, no.
Just like, you know, almost like a demonic doll, like, hello, Shauna. You know, it's just like woke up, run to parents'
room. Oh, that's so creepy.
It's so creepy. That must have been from something I watched when I was a kid. Because when I was little, I did like watching scary things, scary movies and stuff. So this was probably when I was a little bit older.
Chucky was a thing. In Poltergeist, there was that creepy-ass doll, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Creepy dolls were a real mainstay of like the 80s.
They really were. Oh, they're so creepy. Okay, so anyway, a couple cute things going on this week. And kind of related to what you were talking about last week with your baby's receptive language starting to blossom. I'm seeing that a lot with Cece too, and she's hearing and understanding a lot I'm saying. And so now when I'm like, oh, you have a dirty diaper, we need to go change your diaper. Do you want me to pick you up? or do you want to walk to your room? And she like hops up. She refuses to be carried. And she walks to her room, walks in, opens the door, follows me.
Oh my God, so cute.
It is so cute to see her just like toddle to her room to get ready for her little diaper change. So yeah, that's cute too.
I'm impressed she even lets you, like when it's time for a diaper change, I'm like, I'm going to pick you up. We're going to go get our diaper change. And the minute we start approaching the changing table, he starts twisting in my arms and like does not want to go down.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
It's so awful. I think that giving her this little bit of autonomy is helping. It's exciting for her to be independently walking to her room. So whenever your guy starts being able to walk well enough to like go down the hallway, maybe try that. Maybe he'll be like, yeah, I will try that myself.
I mean, we've tried everything. We try like toys to play with, singing songs. Like I try giving him a choice of like which diaper, because I have two different types of diapers on hand. I think I talked about it. I have those ones that are like pull-ups.
Oh, yeah, the pull-up ones.
So I'll like hold one of each up and I'll be like, which one do you want? And none of that helps. So hopefully letting him arrive at the changing table will help.
I must admit,
we will, like if it's a really poopy diaper, we will bring out Sesame Street on our phones.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. Yeah,
because he can't roll around in the poopy diaper.
No.
Just can't do it.
No, so it's too much of a mess. Forget about that.
Elmo fixes everything.
Elmo does.
Elmo. That's very cute, though.
Yeah, it's super cute. I love seeing it. And then the other thing is she's getting so curious about everything around her, her surroundings, reaching out for everything, wants to touch stuff. And I can see that she's starting to master the skills that she gained in her last leap, which was the leap of programs, which means they start to understand like the order of things and like brushing your teeth, for example, is a system, right? Like you get the brush out, you put the toothpaste on, your mouth, the water, whatever. And so I can see her trying to understand that kind of stuff. So like when I brush her teeth, you know, she takes her toothbrush and like bites on it. Really, she doesn't brush her teeth, obviously. But then she'll like hold it down so that I can rinse it. And she does this on her own. And then after we rinse it, she holds it out so I can put the little toothbrush cap on. And then she like leans for the drawer to like drop it in the drawer. And she's picking up her feet to stick out when it's time to put on socks. And, you know, so all these little things. It's so interesting to see their little brains put together all this stuff that we take for granted. And I just love watching them learn.
It's so fascinating.
It is. I love it.
In a year, they go from these little blobs, you know, that like can't do anything to like understanding it's time to put your diaper on. It's crazy.
Yes, it's wild. The human brain is so impressive. It's really, really cool. So yeah, that's pretty much it for us this week. What about you guys? How old's your baby?
He is 12 months and 2 weeks, and we had a fun week. So there's a couple things, a couple sort of events to talk about. One is that we dropped our bottles all together.
Ooh, okay.
So I didn't know this until I got to like around, I think, 11 months with my baby and started reading about it and realized, oh, crap. Apparently, you're supposed to get rid of baby's bottles by like 18 months or something, right?
Uh-huh.
That's what they say. Apparently, it does something weird. Sucking on the bottle does something weird to their teeth or soft palate. Who knows? I've heard different reasons, but they say you should get the baby off of the bottle by 18 months, ideally earlier. So my baby, he only had one bottle a day in the morning with his dad of pumped milk, right? So it wasn't going to be, I didn't think it was going to be that hard. And honestly, it wasn't. So what we did, and I'm still breastfeeding. So it was like that one little bottle a day he wasn't super emotionally attached to.
Right.
But I didn't know what to do because we were going to replace it with like milk in a cup, cow's milk. And he wasn't taking the cow's milk in a cup. He'd drink like a couple sips and just not be interested in it.
Right.
And then we were getting to the point where we were almost done with my frozen breast milk. And so we were trying to put frozen, like thawed breast milk in a cup, thinking like maybe he'd be like, oh, okay, this tastes the same, but it's in a cup, so it's okay. Didn't care about that either. Tried different cups, like tried the 360 cup, tried the straw cup. He was just like, he'd take a couple sips and it would be done. And then Corey would put it in the bottle and he'd drink the whole thing.
Oh my gosh. Yes, that's our life.
Yeah. So I was like, what do we do? So I think I mentioned in last week's episode that my doctor basically said, like, they don't actually need milk if they're getting their calcium and nutrition from other sources. And he eats yogurt and cheese and stuff. So we just decided to just not do milk in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like, just not bother with it. And it's actually very liberating.
Good.
The only thing is that Corey then has to, like, make breakfast right away. So, mm-hmm. like, instead of just warming up a bottle and handing it to him, you know, now he has to go and, like, make some eggs or get yogurt right. into, like, the pouch. And, yeah, so we're off bottles. No
Woo-hoo!
More bottles.
That's yeah. awesome.
Which is nice because they're big and clunky, so I can put them in storage and not have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Clear up some cabinet space for other stuff.
Washing all those parts.
All those parts, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so great.
It's a big milestone, which I didn't, I honestly had no idea. Before you had kids, did you know? Because I feel like I see older kids with bottles and it never even occurred to me that, you know, it wasn't supposed to, you know, quote unquote supposed to. I should say, by the way, if you have an older kid who has a bottle, like, I'm no expert, and I think there's a lot of older kids who still use bottles, and it's probably fine. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I think that, you know, you pick your battles, right?
100%. I did not know that, and that was something I learned with Elle, and so we started trying to wean the bottles probably around 13 months, and it was definitely a transition period, and we are in that transition period now with Cece, too, because same thing. She'll drink out of cups, no problem, but she won't really drink enough.
Mm-hmm.
And since she's not getting breast milk, she's not getting, you know, she doesn't eat a lot of, she's kind of a picky eater. She doesn't eat a lot of cheese and yogurt, sticky stuff she doesn't really like. So I kind of want to make sure she keeps getting enough mm-hmm. milk and liquid. And so I don't know. I need to really endeavor on that transition, like with a, with intention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you'll have to keep us posted as
yes.
usual.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so we did that this week. We also, have I talked about my baby's obsession with brooms?
I think you did mention it. Yes. Mm-hmm. So hilarious.
So for people who maybe have missed it, my baby is obsessed with brooms. I don't know why. He has been for months now, months and months. Anytime we'd bring our broom out, he would like do that reaching for it. And he'd just uh-huh. get so happy if I was using it around him. For a while, I was just, like, putting him in the baby Bjorn, facing out and sweeping the whole house because he thought it was so funny. So now he's realized that he can spot brooms in the wild.
Oh, my God, brooms in the wild.
So last week we were out to lunch with my mom when she was visiting, or it was, like, 2 weeks ago for his birthday, and he was in his high chair, we were eating, and he kept, like, reaching, pointing at something and going, and we're like, what are you looking at, baby? Yeah, like, there's a cool umbrella over there. And then finally I looked, and I could barely see it. In, like, the doorway, they had leaned a broom, and he was, like, obsessively reaching for the freaking broom. So then my mom had the genius idea that when we were at Target picking up some diapers to go visit the broom aisle.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
We took a picture of him. We handed him a broom, and he's sitting in his stroller, and he just is holding the broom in his lap, and he just has the most contented look on his face.
Oh, he was in
like,
heaven.
Like, everything is perfect.
Oh.
You know what was hard?
Leaving the broom aisle. It reminds me of those, like, memes that were posts that were around a while ago, like, why my toddler's crying, or, you know, and it's and it's like, because I told him he couldn't shove a knife into his hand, or whatever, like, ridiculous reason, and your baby's like, because I left the broom aisle at
regularly.
Target.
Oh, because the broom went away. I now have to tell him, like, the broom is tired, the broom is sleeping, when I have to put the broom away in our closet, because he will throw himself on the floor. In, like, a mini tantrum crying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. Like, what is this obsession? Anyway, we'll have to post photos of this because it is actually really cute. But we're very amused by concerned about the broom obsession. So that, I just had to share that because it's so cute and weird. Mm-hmm. And then the big thing we did this week is we went on a staycation.
Oh, fun. Ugh,
not
nice.
A vacation. A staycation. Mm-hmm. So we were trying to plan an actual vacation with our friends, Steve and Carrie, and they have a little 14-month-old who's, like, little, you know, friends with our baby. And Carrie, who was on our podcast, the pharmacist. Mm-hmm. And we were going to go to Mammoth to go skiing. Then we were going to go to Tahoe to go skiing. And the more Carrie and I talked about it.
Ambitious.
Well, we all love, I snowboard, Corey snowboards. I think Steve also snowboards, but Carrie's, like, a big skier. She grew up in Mammoth. Like, we all love you know, hitting the slopes, if you will. And Carrie and I haven't been able to do it. Last season, we were pregnant, you know, and like this season, it's just you have a baby. It's so hard. But we were like determined to make it happen. And the more we talked about it, the more we were just like, we can't do this. We can't pack up our snowboards, our snow gear, plus baby snow gear, baby pack and plays, baby, all the baby crap you have to bring on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And either drive 6 hours to Mammoth or drive an hour to LAX, get in a plane, put everything on a plane, get to Reno, drive another hour to Tahoe. It just...
That sounds so exhausting.
It sounded awful. Yeah. So it ended up morphing into a staycation where we found an Airbnb in Venice Beach.
Okay.
Which is like just far enough away. You know, I don't go to Venice very often. It's about, for people who aren't familiar with the LA area, it's what? It's like an hour away from where I live, basically.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If there's bad traffic, hour and a half. But it was actually very fun. We got this big house where we all had bedrooms. You know, the adults had their own bedrooms and the babies had their own bedrooms, which
oh,
is
nice.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it's not a vacation if you have to share the room with your kid.
No.
You know. So, and we just basically hung around the house a lot because our babies were on opposite nap schedules.
Oh, no.
But it was still fun. They got to play together. And my baby is really picking up a lot of stuff from hanging out with their baby, who's a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's the walking is getting close.
Yeah.
He's now starting to do like two or three steps in a row,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know. Like, does that count? But I'm not counting it yet because he has to go like between a coffee table and a couch. You know, like he can't just like walk. Like, he has to know there's somewhere for him to land. He
right,
doesn't just, like, take off from the couch and then slam into the ground or something, you know? He has to, like, have two points of balance or whatever. So,
right.
But he watches her. She's walking around like crazy. And he's like, oh, okay, that's how you do it. So that was fun. And they enjoyed, like, reading books together. And, I mean, you know, they're parallel playing, but very cute to see them. And Carrie got us a babysitter one night after bedtime. So we got to go out to like a fancy dinner for adults.
Oh my God, fun.
I know. We went to Jelena, which was so good. So, and we, and Shauna, do you remember the Brig in Venice? Did you ever come out drinking with us at the Brig?
The Brig, no.
On Abbot Kinney? Okay, so in grad school, for whatever reason, I would end up at this, it's a dive bar in Venice called the Brig with my friends, like Noelle and Jen and Amanda and Ginny a lot, all of our friends from grad school. And we ended up like getting the babies down early. And our reservation was until like 8:15. We show up and we're like, can we eat early? And they're like, oh no, your table won't be ready on time. So we're like, well, shit. I guess we got to go to the Brig and have a drink.
Good old
times.
So
we went to the Brig and played pool. And it's very weird after so long of like having a baby and constantly being like, where's the baby? What's the baby doing? You're just like, whoa, I'm having an adult interaction.
Yeah.
With
other
adults.
I need more of that in my life.
Yeah, we need to plan more. And it really made me think like, okay, I need to plan this. Like, it's worth the babysitter, you know? Or it's worth like asking when your parents are in town, like, I need to get out and like have social interaction with grownups. So,
yes.
It really was restorative. We had a really fun time. So,
yay.
Highly recommend the staycation as an option. Because the other thing is, after the kids went to bed, we were like, we tried like playing board games. We were all so tired. We didn't even get through an entire game, but like, in like three nights, we didn't get through it. But we tried. And, you know, we got to like order dinner in and we got to just talk. And, you know, because that's the other thing about having kids is like, you don't get to just like hang out with your friends.
Mm-mm.
Even I'm not talking about going out, like even just like at your house. We used to just like go to each other's houses and just hang out. And now we're constantly chasing the kids. So,
yep.
And the kids need to be in their own beds for bedtime. So it's not like I can just pop over to your house and like hang out after bedtime. So, the staycation solved that problem.
I love that.
Yeah.
Good idea.
So, highly recommend that staycation. And yeah, that was our week.
Cool. Should we take a break and move on to our special segment?
I think we should.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP. Hey! And we're back. So our special segment this week is They Said What? Where we talk about the questionable, shocking, or weird things people have said to us related to pregnancy, parenting, or anything in between. Shauna, what do you have for us today?
Oh, a delightful stranger, as usual. So it was really cold a couple weeks ago, but Cece and I go walking almost every day in her little pink car, you know, to get out of the house, get fresh air around the neighborhood. And I bundled her up. I mean, she is wearing a puffy jacket, you know, thick pants, socks, shoes. I've got this pink fuzzy hat that, you know, knit hat that straps under her chin. I just really bundle her up. And I'm telling you, it's probably like 53 degrees. So if you live in Minnesota, yeah, you're just like rolling your eyes at me, but I'm like frigid, right?
I mean, it's sunny, but it's cold.
Yes. And where I live, it's kind of windy.
No, I'm with you. It's cold. It's been cold. And yeah, it's very windy where you live. I'm with you on that. Bundle that baby up.
Yeah, so I totally bundle her up. And so we're walking. Do-do-do-do-do. Nice lady.
Is that what you do when you walk?
Do-do-do-do-do. Yes. The entire
time. It's really
time.
Weird.
Just over and over, like a cartoon character. This woman with a dog is coming our way, and Cece loves dogs, you know, waves at the dogs. We stop and look at the dog and talk to the lady. She's kind of a grandma-ish age, and oh, cute baby, cute baby. And then she zeroes in on Cece's hands, which are, besides her little face, the only thing, skin that's showing in this frigid weather, right?
I see where this is going, yeah.
Yes. Oh, baby, you're so cold. Oh, your little hands must be so cold. I'm like, fucking damn. Yes, I have failed as a mother. I forgot to bundle up her little digits.
What are you supposed to do? Put mittens on in 53 degrees?
Well, Laura, I felt so guilty as a mom being shamed for, you know, letting her fingers be exposed in the frigid 53 degree weather that we went on our way. You know, I do. Oh, yeah. And then bye-bye. And then, you know, I live near a big like strip mall shopping center. And I was like, well, clearly I need to go straight to the Carter's, which is a baby clothes store, and buy her some mittens so we can continue this walk with me being a good mom. So I walk to the Carter's and we go around. I'm like, do you sell gloves or mittens? And she's like, oh, yes, this little basket over here.
Mm-hmm.
Baby mittens are not in demand in Southern California. So it's like this one tiny little basket.
It's not a top-selling item.
It is not. Kind of in the corner, back corner of Carter's.
Is it less than 60 degrees? Get yourself some baby mittens.
And of course, they don't make baby mittens either. There's no like infant mittens. So I have to buy, I think the smallest size I had was 2T.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that'll be fine. You know, she's one. So I go and buy these mittens and put them on, and they are ginormous on her hand. I'm like, well, she's going to have warm hands now. So we're walking out. And then she just, of course, instantly pulls them off.
Of course she did, Shauna. Of course she did.
Of course she did. So she's like playing with them. And I'm like, no, baby, leave the mittens on. Leave the mittens on. You got to keep your hands warm because that's what good mommies do. I put the mittens back on and she leaves them on for a little while, but then she decides she needs to chew on them and suck on them. So as we're walking, she's chewing on them, filling them with saliva, making the mittens cold and wet in this frigid weather, which I'm like, well, that's probably even worse, right? Now I've got a cold, wet mitten on my baby's hands.
Yeah, and if your baby's hands are cold, wrapping them in a damp cloth.
Yeah, yeah. Really? That's how it ended up. And basically, we went home, she had cold hands, and the mittens have never seen the light of day since.
Amazing. How much did you spend on these mittens?
Oh, you know, I think they were on clearance, so like not a lot, maybe like good. $5.
Okay, that's I think that's a wash. If you said $20, I would have been like, yes, get a refund.
Totally.
The good news is she'll grow into them.
Yeah, exactly, for next winter when she's actually two. It's like, lady, why you gotta be commenting on what you think my baby is feeling. I've gotten that too. I just felt like, oh God, you know, of course I should have covered her hands. Why am I taking my baby out in the cold? Blah, blah, blah. So annoying.
I understand. I mean, I always try to remember that most people live in much colder climates and babies like to have their hands free.
Mm-hmm.
I find it very hard to find the right number of layers for my baby as well. Yeah. I've been finding that, like, I bought a couple puffy vests.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good option because it leaves their, like, arms free. Because also, like, if you put on too many layers, they can't move properly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're just learning how to walk and move around, right? So you don't want to, like, restrict them. So I the puffy vest was a good sort of revelation on my part. It was actually a birthday gift for him. And I was like, oh, yeah, these things exist, you know? Like,
that's a great idea. Yeah, I love that.
The puffy vest was good. But yeah, and plus their hands get cold. Mm-hmm. Like, and the rest of their body's fine. I always try to do the thing where I feel between his shoulder blades. And 9 out of 10 times, you know, if his hands are cold, I feel between his shoulder blades and he's fine. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Her core was completely warm and bundled. Mm-hmm. And I had managed to get socks and shoes on her, and she was keeping those on. And that's always something people comment on. You know, it's like, oh, even if it's like 90 degrees out, oh, where's your shoes? Where's your socks, baby?
Oh, God, I hate that. My mom does that. Bless her heart. Uh-huh. She's always like, he doesn't have any shoes on. I was like, it's like summer.
Uh-huh.
And he's learning to walk. It wasn't summer. It's not summer now when he's learning to walk. But, you know, they say the closer to barefoot they can get is better for like learning motor skills, right?
So
plus like putting shoes on a baby is hard.
It is. They just pull them right off. They anyway really do. Do you have a they said what for us?
I do. So mine just happened and I'm a little shook. Mm-hmm. After it, so
what?
I'm gonna
what happened
I'm just gonna tell you the story. So recently I had a babysitter for the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And like any mom who finds herself with a free afternoon, I ran errands, free as a bird. So my plan for the day was to like go do all my errands and run around. And I found myself at a grocery store I don't usually shop at.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just happened to be right next to where I was like doing all my other stuff. So you know how it is when you go into a new grocery store and you like don't know how to find anything, mm-hmm. you know, and like the one you always go to, you can like get the stuff right away. But I was like all turned around in this one. And so I'm like pushing my cart around trying to find stuff. And I'm in the produce section and I end up like needing to go to the same spot that another person needed to go. It was like an older man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I think in his 60s, and he seemed very nice. And, you know, I didn't realize we both needed to go in the same direction. So we did like the little dance you do when you both have to go to the same spot. And then he kind of laughed and I laughed and then we moved on with our lives. Mm-hmm. Right. Then I get to the checkout line and Corey responds to my text I sent 20 minutes ago, which was like, need anything for the grocery store?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, I need this and this and this. And I was like, oh, crap. So, okay. So I left the checkout line and I started pushing my cart around trying to find the specific cereal he wanted. And as I'm in the cereal aisle, I go walking down the aisle and that same man is there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's like, ha, 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 it's you again. And so he was an older, like in his 60s, and he seemed very nice and he wasn't like a big guy. I had absolutely no concerns about my safety being alone in this aisle with him.
Mm-hmm.
Until he came up to me. He's like, oh, we meet again. And he like grabs my arm and he pulls me in for a hug. And I'm like, what's happening? You know, like he's pulling me in for a hug and he's just laughing. He's like, oh, it's so funny if I run into you. And I was like, haha, yeah, she's crazy. You know,
what?
Like, and I'm just like, okay, I'm trying to move on, right? I'm trying to find this stuff. And I think he thought it was funny because I was like lost in the aisles looking, you know, I wasn't paying attention. So I didn't see him till he was like right in front of me, basically.
Uh-huh.
And so he like grabs me for a hug. He's still holding my arm. And he says, if I run into you again, maybe I'll just grab you and kidnap you.
What the hell?
And I was like, what? And all I was just like, ha, 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 I hope not. And he's like, what if I did? And I said, well, I think my baby will miss me. And said, and what about your husband? And I was like, yeah, him too.
Oh,
and he
God.
Just keeps laughing. And then he insists on giving me a hug. So I try to give him like a half hug.
Uh-huh.
But no, he has to give me a full body hug, which, by the way, knocks my sunglasses off from the top of my head. Like, that's how much of a hug it was.
Oh,
he's laughing.
God.
And I'm just like so stunned. And then he walks away. And I'm just like, what the fuck just happened?
Wow.
He literally grabbed my arm and said, I'll just kidnap you. I'm like, what? And He wouldn't have the ability, I should just mention. Like, I was bigger than him. I'm definitely stronger than him. I think he thought it was, like, a cute thing to say.
Yeah.
You know, like, kind of like an, like, I got a, like, a real, like, friendly uncle vibe from him.
Mm-hmm.
But too far, dude. And
that's
also,
way too far.
Why are we hugging people in the grocery store you've never met? Why?
Oh my God, that's so weird.
And, I'm so sorry. I just hate being a woman because, like, I feel like if I was a man, I would be like, whoa, get off me, bro. But,
totally.
Like, instead it was just like, ha, 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 okay, hug, I'll hug you. I don't want to hug you.
Right, but, like, oh, to be polite, I feel obligated to, like, go along with this.
Well, and, you know, I wanted to tell you about it, but I was like, I got to save this for they said what.
Uh-huh.
So I, like, texted our friend Jen, and she was like, you know, it's normal for women to, like, deflect and diffuse the situation. Like, it's normal for us to, like, just try to make it out.
Uh-huh.
You know?
True,
so
true.
I felt a little better about that because it's a survival tactic, even though I wasn't physically intimidated by this guy at all, but I was like, when he said that, I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, what kind of thing is that? I'm like, do you have a taser? Is that what you're like? What is happening? Like,
that's so bizarre. That's
so, yeah.
Just
and then
weird.
I had to find like two more things and turns out I couldn't find them. Corey was looking, wanted Gatorade powder. I don't think they had it. So, but
uh-huh.
I'm like going down all these aisles trying to find it. And the rest of the time I was there, I would like peek down the aisle first because I didn't want to have another interaction. Plus he told me he was going to fucking kidnap me.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's so weird. There really just are some bizarre people in the world, and I'm always taken aback by them because I don't know. I just expect the best out of people. I'm an optimist when it comes to other people, and just like everyone's just totally normal and nice. And then all
yeah.
of a sudden you're like, wait, what? And it rocks your world that someone like that exists.
I know. But anyway, thankfully, I did not run into him again.
Good. I'm so glad.
What? I don't know what I would have done. Because instantly when he walked away, I was like, I should have said something. Like, you really shouldn't hug random people.
Uh-huh.
You know, but of course I was just like, my husband will miss me.
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
yeah.
I don't know. Have you ever been in a situation like that?
No, you're just improvising. Like, you don't even know how you're going to react in a situation mm-hmm. like that until you're actually there. The hindsight is, of course, 20/20. You're like, oh, I should have done this. I should have done that. I should have been stronger. But talk about being caught off guard. And yeah, no,
we're
I don't.
So
yeah.
Programmed to be polite. I'm programmed to be polite.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I didn't want to be rude to the guy.
Yes.
And then it escalates so quickly. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I know it's not like, you know, I lost nothing with the hug. It was a weird interaction. I don't feel like seriously violated. I just can't believe that in 2020,
uh-huh.
people think it's okay to hug strangers in the grocery store. And tell them they're going to kidnap you.
Oh, my God. Weird.
Shauna, I just got like the skin crawly, creepy feeling thinking about possibly being kidnapped in a Ralph's. Well, if I don't get kidnapped between now and a minute from now, should we take a little break and do
please
our
don't
BFBs
get kidnapped.
And events?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna. Think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the ringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
All right, Laura, BFPs and BFNs, what do you got for us this week?
I've got a BFP.
Cool, cool.
So mine is the Easy Peasy Placemat and Tiny Cup. Do you know about the brand Easy Peasy? It's spelled Easy Peasy, four letters. So they make these silicone placemats and bowls and a product called the Tiny Cup.
Okay.
Which is also made out of silicone, which is this little itty bitty baby sized cup that is weighted on the bottom, so it's like got a good shape for them to hold, and it's supposed to teach them how to drink out of an open cup.
Oh, cool.
And it only fits, you know, maybe an ounce of water inside, so, you know, they make a gigantic mess, you know, but it's not like dumping an entire massive cup of water on them. So it's a better way to teach them how to drink out of an open cup, which apparently they need to like master by 18 months also. There's all these milestones that I know, right?
You get me nervous here.
Right? So this thing, so I resisted buying anything Easy Peasy for a while because they're kind of expensive, to be honest. Like, I mean, it's not like breaking the bank, but I think one of their mats is like $25 and the tiny cup is, you know, 15 or something. I don't know. It's off the top of my head. We'll put links to this and on our website in the show notes, but they're honestly great quality. I ended up getting a mat like as a, I think, Black Friday something or other. And like I got some deals. So, oh, and the Instagram handle Baby Led Wean Team, that's Baby Led WEAN Team, will like post coupon codes in their stories a lot. So it's worth going there to try to find, like they'll post 20 or 25% off.
Oh, cool.
But anyway, I got two of these mats. One's like just a mat with a bowl and like they're built into the mat. So it has like a flat bottom and the bowl is like on it. But what's genius about them is they're really smooth on the bottom side, so they stick to almost all surfaces really well. So they can't, the babies have a harder time like picking them up off the table, basically.
Right.
Like they actually adhere to a lot of tables really well. So we've got it because I'm so lazy. I had just been like putting my baby's finger foods out on like the flat surface of like the whatever, you know, he now eats right up against the table because we got a high chair that goes right up against the table. And I would just put like a normal placemat down and put his food on it. And then I realized like he should probably know that food comes in bowls, right? But any bowl, even plastic ones, even ones that had suction cups on the bottom, like I try putting it in front of him and he immediately pull it up and throw it, right?
Oh, yes. It's such a mess. Yeah, they just dump it automatically.
Yeah, but these easy peasy ones, and not an ad, I promise, not an ad, but they actually work, especially, oh gosh, if you have like a granite countertop, even I have trouble getting it off. Like I have to like get your nails underneath it and peel it up. It's kind of
cool.
Magic how it works.
I need
so
this.
Yeah, it's really nice. And they have different sizes. I have like one, like a single bowl, and then they have these, they're called like happy mats, where like there's three compartments and they make a little happy face.
Oh,
so
nice.
Yeah, highly recommend. And also the tiny cup is just very cute to watch them them use.
That sounds adorable.
Oh, he loves it.
Yeah?
Too. Yeah, he thinks it's the funniest thing. Maybe I'll have to post a video of him doing it. He just thinks it's hilarious, even though he's dumping water. And he's starting to learn. Like, he's figuring it out. So
yeah,
it makes me feel good about his need for being able to drink out of a cup by 18 months or whatever.
I love that. And that reminds me that one of Janet Lansbury's, she's kind of a proponent of the Rye method that, you know, we've talked about a lot. One of her things is, you know, to encourage babies and little ones to drink out of cups, open cups, and even at a very young age. And one of her recommendations is using shot glasses for it because they're so small. Like they only fit like 1 or 2 ounces, you know. And that always made me nervous. I never really did that because it's like, yeah, those are glass. And I didn't want to go there. But that sounds like it's in line with this thinking, but, you know, baby proof and it won't shatter. So I love that idea.
Yeah, it won't shatter. And the cool thing about there's extra silicone at the bottom, so it's weighted on the bottom so that when they put it on the table, it doesn't like immediately tip over. So that helps too.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I wish I had bought them earlier. Like I'm always so cheap about that. I'm like, I don't need it. I don't need to buy it. And it's like, oh, I should have just bought this earlier. It would have saved me so much grief.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Easy peasy.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah. Anyway, what do you have for us? BFP or BFN?
I have a BFP.
Oh, good.
Mine is kind of a 2-in-1 this week, BFP. So I have 2 things I'm going to mention. And the first is, so there's a little Italian deli and shop near my house. And I love these kind of places, right?
Delicious.
Like imports from Italy, like delicious fresh pizza dough. Oh my God, I love this. But this is the first time I've gone to this particular one. I was going for pizza dough and I wanted to browse around and see what they had. And I was looking through the pasta section and I found a bag of dry pasta, like O's, like SpaghettiOs.
Oh,
I had
no
idea that was an actual thing. I grew up eating Chef Boyardee, right? The can of like SpaghettiOs. I don't know. Did you eat SpaghettiOs from a can when you
absolutely
were a kid?
And I don't know if it would still taste good, but I just have memories that it's like the best shit.
I know. I love it. And, you know, I'm not too excited about feeding my kids canned food like that now. Like, I've done it a couple times. And actually, Elle kind of poo-pooed it. She wasn't into it.
This is your first canned food. Sorry. Just call back.
That's great. So I was like, oh my God, like SpaghettiOs. I was just way too excited. Because I've never seen this ever in a grocery store or Trader Joe's where I usually shop.
Yeah.
So I was like, need this immediately. The only thing is they take a little longer to cook, like maybe 15 minutes to get to a good softness. Usually I like angel hair pasta for the kids because I throw it in, it takes 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But it was so fun to feed them SpaghettiOs, also because it's a perfect bite-sized piece. I know you did a specific type of pasta once.
The Didalini.
Yeah. So it's already like perfect little baby toddler bite-sized pieces. That's exactly how it is with the SpaghettiOs. And she really loved it. And it was just bringing me back to my childhood, and it made me real, real happy.
Did you toss it in like a marinara sauce or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I really like the bolognese sauce from Trader Joe's.
Oh, does it have actual meat in it?
I think so. Yeah. A little bit.
Cool.
Yeah. And so then kind of going along with that, my other BFP that I've discovered is riced cauliflower.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Very hip, very hot with the ketogenic diet folks.
Yes. So it could be like a good rice replacement, I guess. But I love using it to sneak vegetables into my kids' pasta.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it doesn't have a lot of taste. And I get like a bag of frozen riced cauliflower from Trader Joe's.
Is it riced cauliflower or cauliflower rice or both? I feel like I've heard like riced is what you do when you like take a potato and stick it through a ricer.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like I've heard it referred to as cauliflower rice. Like it's the size of rice. Am I... Have you, do you know?
I don't know. I thought it was riced, but I often read things and make connections in my brain that aren't true in reality. So I don't really know what it's called.
I actually think your description is more accurate. I've always heard of it as cauliflower rice.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm. Well, I think either is the same idea.
Wow, this is a mystery for the ages.
It really is. And just fascinating podcast content.
Riveting podcasting.
But it is like it's about the size of rice, maybe a little bit smaller in smaller bites. And so you can totally sneak vegetables into your kids' food because it absorbs the taste of especially pasta sauce.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know they're eating vegetables because it's hard, especially as the kids get older. You know, Elle doesn't really love all vegetables and she will reject things. And Cece looks like she's fixing to be a picky eater. Mm. So I love it. Throw it in there. And it's good on its own, too. Kind of just cook it up with a little olive oil, salt, pepper, maybe a little garlic salt or something. And it's actually pretty yummy.
People use it to, like, make low-carb pizza crusts, I think, and other stuff. It's sort of, like, people will use it, I think, as a mashed potato substitute.
Yeah.
So yeah. Cool.
Sounds versatile. So yum. There you have it. Those Very are my nice. BFPs for the week.
Well, now I'm hungry, so
Me
we should
too.
Wrap it up.
Let's do it. Go eat some lunch. If you have any BFPs or BFNs you want to share with us, or of course, if you have any They Said What, please share. We need to know. Laura, where can they reach us?
We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We also have a website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com. You can also send us an email. You can include a voice memo in it if you want to. Contact at bigfatpositivepodcast.com. We also have a Facebook community group. Just search Big Fat Positive Community and request to join. It's a closed group, so I'll have to add you, but then you can join in on the amazing conversations we've had in there. There's like a baby boom
yes.
in our podcast community. I'm loving seeing all these new little babies.
I
so,
know. Thank you yeah. all for sharing those pictures and everything.
Oh, we love it.
It's so fun. I love the community. And if you love the show, please spread the word. If you know a pregnant person, people trying to conceive, a new parent, let them know about Big Fat Positive and leave us a rating or review wherever you listen to podcasts. Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye.